Open the pod bay doors, Hal.
I'm sorry, Dave. I'm afraid I can't do that.
Here's Johnny.
Can I help you?
Yes, my name is Bond. James Bond.
Make your lives extraordinary.
Restless.
Room 42. Room 42.
When there is no more room in hell, the dead will walk through.
Welcome to I Watch More Movies Than You, and please take that as a challenge. What else on earth can you spend $10 and then leave the planet for 2 hours? Only movies. Come join us as we experience, explore, and journey through the greatest art form in history.
And here we go.
The top 10 best Christmas movies. Coming at you on Christmas Day or whenever you listen to this. Lovely, lovely people. Hopefully, you discover some stuff you've never heard of. I.G. The Holdovers. But you also know there's going to be some classics, and Stanley Kubrick might even jump in this list. Merry Christmas, everybody. God bless you. Hope you and yours are warm. I would say by a fire, but that fire is now television. And I hope you guys are enjoying it. We're going to get the 10 definitively best Christmas movies of all time. And normally, you know, it's Ken. And we got Rob, but him and his are sick. And I will also include later in the episode, so anyone new doesn't get bombarded with this, why we have been gone for so long. So we're back now. It's Christmas time, literally Christmas Day. Thank God we're here. We have a healthy Christmas. And let's get through the 10 best Christmas movies of all time and a little bit of an alt list there at the end. Okay, people? So go ahead and smash that, well, I guess subscribe button and leave that schmoshing 5-star review. We would greatly appreciate it. Apple, Spotify, you name it, baby, we're there. Let's waste no time. We're going to start at number 10. All right, people? Number 10. Now, 10 came down between two Christmas horror movies. Krampus. Thank you, Daughtry, for that. Also existing in the same world as Trick or Treat. Hope we get a crossover. And Black Christmas, which was once going to be titled, a working title, I believe, was Stranger in the House, the 1974 classic by Bob Clark. You know what else Bob Clark did? A Christmas Story. Talk about holiday range, people. So the poster says Silent Night, Evil Night, by the way. I love that. So honestly, it came down to between these two. I think the better of the two, like objectively, the better movie's Black Christmas. I personally really dig Krampus. It's so much fun. So dadgummit, starting at number 10 is really, really hard. I'd like to cheat and go 10 and 10.5 if I did. Oh, that's tough, man. Because Krampus, you know what? The ones I rewatched the most, we'll go Krampus. But I have a feeling at the end of my days, I will watch Black Christmas more. Right now, let's go Krampus. It's fun. It's kitsch. It's just, it's jubilant. I mean, you got snowmen, Dadgum gingerbread men. And it's just, it is a lot of fun. I like those worlds where it's almost comic book-esque, the reality that we accept, and that's a lot of fun. Like I said, Black Christmas is probably the better film. We'll go Krampus at number 10. Let's go to number 9. You ever heard of Stanley Kubrick, director of The Shining? The greatest movie of all time. He did one in the 90s. It was his last movie. He passed away before he got this to be a smashing success. That's how I view it. Eyes Wide Shut. This is your adult Christmas movie. Be warned, but it is awesome. The Christmas trees in it are beautiful. The lighting in it's exceptional. It's Stanley Kubrick. I mean, it's a big, giant movie that grabs hold of you and doesn't let you go for almost 3 hours. Tom Cruise is exceptional. Nicole Kidman is exceptional. And it is Christmas vibes all the way through. Plus, you get some of the conspiratorial, you know, upper class, which is always fun. And the conspiracy surrounding it, just like The Shining, and I guess every Kubrick film. I'll let you look those up. But Eyes Wide Shut, number 9. I want this to be a quick one for you people. You got 10, you pop this on, hopefully you get something, you watch it. I want to know in the comments of a 5-star review, what you watched from this, what you haven't seen, and give me your top 10 Christmas movies, okay? I got some people. I got Matt Sterling, and you know the homeboy, Bobby Newport. We're going to get their list on here too. So, against their wish. Going up to number 8, it's Home Alone. The first one, Home Alone. one of the pinchlet Christmas films, a must-watch, hyper-palatable. You can't go wrong with that first one. I know you're thinking, well, you said the first one is the second one. I am one of those guys where, yeah, I think I like the New York City backdrop of the second one more, but we'll get to it when we go. One that may surprise some, working up, we said 10, 9, 8. We got number 7 is Santa Claus. Tim Allen's Santa Claus. Love it. One of the ones I rewatch the most, and that's kind of a criteria for this list. Super subjective list, you know that. But we got Tim Allen's Santa Claus. It's just fun, man. Like, I put myself in as Max back in the day when I was a kid and watched it. Me and my wife love it. Heck, Forrest, Mr. Pathucky, he's already watched it and loves it. He's only 2. So Tim Allen's Santa Claus, it's just a lot of fun. It takes the myth. It puts it in a modern setting. It puts us into Tim Allen, who's super approachable and enjoyable. And it's just like a nice, warm little Christmas movie. Love the North Pole stuff. We love Bernard. Just a fun one, genuinely. Just start to finish. Got a great beat and it never stops. Going up from that, number 6 is Jim Carrey's The Grinch. Jim Carrey is all the way back from In Living Color, one of the most talented human beings alive. And he is the embodiment of who should have played the green foul one that you wouldn't touch with a 10-foot pole. And he murdered it. Jim Carrey's The Grinch. Excellent movie. I mean, like, some serious directorial flexing in that. Like, I was looking at a Twitter post about it, How the Grinch Stole Christmas. The film is How the Grinch Stole Christmas. Sorry. But Ron Howard, I mean, I think he kind of created one of the, I mean, I'm going to agree with this Twitter post I saw, potentially one of the coolest, best, subjectively, movies I've seen. I mean, you got the set pieces, Whoville, the costumes, Jim Carrey's performance, every bit of it, man. Like, it's just incredible. The Grinch, the way they're actually juxtaposed the location with him on the hill and then looking down, the surrealism when he's grabbing the ornaments from the dreams, like, How the Grinch Stole Christmas is awesome. Shout out Ron Howard, Dr. Seuss, and Jim Carrey. Seriously. Moving on up to 5. Here's you a surprise one. It's a black pariah sheep, if you will. Daddy's Home 2. That's right, people. Daddy's Home 2. Christmas movie through and through. Fantastic. Will Ferrell and Mark Wahlberg are fantastic together. I don't know what it is. They bring the best out of each other. My favorite Mark Wahlberg, so I don't normally go out and like, oh, it's a Mark Wahlberg picture, I got to see that. But when he's with Will Ferrell, the other men, etc., he just gets a lot more watchable for me. He gets funny. It's a beautiful give and take there. It's a great Christmas flick. Shows you a nice broken family come together and all the hijinks that ensue. Beautiful settings in that Airbnb that Mel Gibson rents them. Daddy's Home 2. Let's go to number 4. Number 4 is interesting. Okay, people. It's Elf. I'll just go ahead and tell you. It's Elf. Will Ferrell, RIP James Caan. Look, when Jon Favreau set out to do Elf before it was even we knew the title, he said, I want to do a Christmas stone cold classic. And that dude may be the most talented filmmaker in Hollywood because anything he sets out to do, he does. He murdered it. He's born in Queens, New York. He got into it. You may know him from The Iron Man, the first one. He's done a lot more than just that. He's acted and directed. He did a couple things before that. He co-produced Swingers in 96. He did Made, The Big Empty, Green Street Hooligans he produced. But again, kind of came on in the executive producer role in Iron Man. It's where a lot of people heard of. But I would go way, 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 way before that. I say way before that. First of all, Iron Man was 2008. I'd go a few years before that. 5 years, right? Because Elf was 2003. And I'd go to Elf. He did it. He set up to do a Christmas classic. He nailed it. I mean, what's a Christmas classic you've seen since 2003? Elf defines the millennial generation. Not millennials because we can tell so much, but like literal the year 2000 forward for Christmas classic. Came out November 7th. Everybody got swept on it. From the claymation, he kind of borrows that equity from those awesome claymation movies. Will Ferrell, sterile performance. Stellar performance. Is anything but sterile. To, hi, buddy. Hope you find your dad. And just incredible through and through, James Caan, just the whole family getting to New York. Zooey Deschanel, the baby it's called outside, Fies in Love, the Gimbel's manager, Peter Dinklage. Every bit of this movie is just fun. I mean, it just is. Elf is a stone cold classic, often called overrated. I disagree. Elf is worthy of it. Then you get the awesome Christmas soundtrack. It gets hit by the cab right as it gets going. Yeah, give me Elf. I love it. Elf's at number four. Number three, one near and dear to my heart. I even wrote I wrote a medium-sized expose on this movie. Same year as Elf. Here's how crazy 2003 is. Same year as Elf. That's what I'm saying. Past this, nothing hits like these two. So on the opposite end of the holiday spectrum, we had Terry Zwigoff's Bad Santa. That's right. Billy Bob Thornton, Barney Mack, Lauren Graham, Bad Santa. Bad Santa is one of my favorite movies. The second one, by the way, does not recapture that magic, I am sorry to say. But Bad Daggum Santa is number three on my list of the top 10 Christmas movies. Is it for everybody? No, it is not. But I dig it. I think Bad Santa, I think Billy Bob Thornton, Bernie Mac, I think it's just what you have here is this awesome alt Christmas anti-hero with packs a lot more emotional punch than it should, or you would think coming into it. I kind of hearken back to the scene in the garage where he's contemplating ending it and things of that nature. And you really emotionally, it hits harder than you would think going into Bad Santa. Takes the holiday time and kind of shows the other side of it, right? Like people know there's depression around this time and things of that nature because the movies, the songs, everything builds it up. And Bad Santa kind of shows the other side of that, right? It shows a little less than the everyday man, for sure. And kind of the darker side. But then some of that light creeps in, and you know that darkness can't keep out the light. But it doesn't do it too much. You could argue maybe a tad too sentimental at times, but I think Billy Bob Thornton grounds the entire movie. I think that Bernie Mac's electric anytime he's on the screen. I just am entranced and mesmerized by him. I love Bernie Mac. I adore Bernie Mac. And I'm going to see if I can't find my Bad Santa. I tried to do the like swipe thing and said Sabre. Dunder Mifflin is a part of Sabre. So I watched the director's cut back 2022. By the way, fun fact, Bad Santa was produced by the Coen brothers. I think the Stop Suicide to Beat Up Bullies is a payoff other scripts wish they could muster, as I said a year ago. There's just depth that this film doesn't get credit for. So, you know, Terry Zwigoff's a 5'5 genius. Why I knew that and looked that up, I have no idea. Bad Santa is the Grinch for adults. I stand by that. And maybe it's because Billy Bob Thornton's character, Willie's like my shadow self, my Kantian shadow self. Like who you would be if you gave in to every whim and maybe a couple things didn't work out for you the way they should have. It's very easy to see yourself in a few whiskeys deep playing a Santa in a mall. Again, alternate reality, sign me up. Bad Santa number three. Number two, let's go to New York City, the Big Apple. If you can make it there, you can make it anywhere. We got Home Alone 2. You knew it was coming. Stone cold classic. Home Alone 2, Lost in New York. More Macaulay Culkin. More Joe Pesci. More Daniel Stern. You got directed by Chris Columbus. You got a writer, John Hughes, just more of the same, but it improved upon the original. How do you improve upon? Guess what? Add Tim Curry, that helps. Add New York City, that helps. Add Gimbals. This movie is incredible. Home Alone 2, Lost in New York, and a 2-hour runtime, and you never feel that. Numero uno. Let's jump right ahead to what you all have been waiting on. I will graciously ask you a Christmas gift to me and Rob. Could you please give us that 5-star review and share us with your thick mothers and anyone else on this Christmas day or whenever you listen to this? We would greatly appreciate it. Trying to live the dream takes all of you. We love you. We'd appreciate, again, that 5-star hitter. Smash us with that awesome review. And can't thank you enough. Please share us, man. We're just trying to do this thing. It's going to be a short but sweet one, too. So the more it's shared, the better. That's for sure. And let's go to Jeremy Chechik. Anybody knew Jeremy Chechik is? Jeremiah Chechik was born in 1955, Montreal, Quebec, Canada. You guessed it. Gossip Girl and Benny and June. But guess what other movie? One other movie. National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation. You did it. You made it this far. Listen to me or just go off at the mouth without Bobby. We all know these are better when it's me and Bobby, but you got Chevy Chase. You got Beverly D'Angelo. You got Juliette Lewis. You got Rusty Griswold played by Johnny Galecki. Come on. You can see, can't even see the line, can you, Russ? Hey, Clark, the fool. Yeah, we kept it clean. But your mind went ahead and filled that in with glee. You can't look at Cousin Eddie and not just get happy. You get two movies in one, very Hitchcockian. But it really finds its beat when Cousin Eddie arrives. You got National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation, Chevy Chase, let's go, at his peak. They do not go on a vacation in this movie. But Christmas Vacation, beat for beat, line for line, is some of the most effective comedy I've seen in a movie. Bend over and I'll show you. One-liner after one-liner, beautiful Christmas backdrop, the reality and grit of all the family and the in-laws coming together and what would ensue from that. This movie has it all. Christmas Vacation, I watch it. I've probably watched it 37 times this holiday season. So there you go. 1 to 10, Christmas Vacation. Home Alone 2. Bad Santa. Elf. Daddy's Home 2. Jim Carrey's How the Grinch Stole Christmas. Santa Claus. Home Alone. Eyes Wide Shut. And Krampus / Black Christmas. I can't help myself. Some honorable mentions of Charlie Brown Christmas. Friday After Next. The Holdovers. And I'm pretty sure if I watched it, The Apartment. I'm pretty sure that would be on there. That's one I want to get to. I think it was in 1962, somewhere around there. It's a blind spot. It's a Wonderful Life. I watched for the first time. I need to rewatch it because I've been taking care of our baby sick. I've been staying up till 2 a.m. and then Pastor Al, and I watched that kind of in like a stupor. So some pauses and some crying. So I need to rewatch It's a Wonderful Life. It would potential chance to make the list for sure. I enjoyed it. I did. I did watch The Night Before. That was a good one. I need to watch Scrooge, Violent Night, Four Christmases, both on the honorable mentions. Office Christmas Party, if you're just going for that, like, duck if you buck, having some beverages, Christmas fun. But I gave you my top 10 for a reason. These are ones I can pop on anytime and smile the entire way through. Just hitter after hitter after hitter. So that is my top 10 best Christmas movies of all time. I'm giving them to you in 2023, but I have a feeling this list is not as fungible as one would think. A lot of these have been around for a long, long, long time. 74 for Black Christmas. Get out of here. So let me know in a 5-star review in the comment that you can leave on it. What is your top 10 Christmas movies of all time? And before I let you go, let me give you Bobby's. Bobby. His top 10. Love that guy, by the way. Praise for him and his family. Number 10, The Grinch. Number 9, It's a Wonderful Life. Number 8, Miracle on 34th Street. Number 7, A Christmas Carol. Number 6, The Santa Claus. Number 5, A Blind Spot on Me that I have a feeling would be up there. I might watch it with the fam later. Claus, with a K, animated. Number 4, Elf. Number 3, The Bishop's Wife. Never seen it. Number 2, Home Alone. Number 1, Christmas Vacation. We are aligned there, my brother. Now, I told you, Matt and Stir. Well, let's get to it. So, we got for Stir, Biggie, Christmas Vacation, Home Alone 2, and The Santa Claus. For Matt, we got Christmas Vacation, Scrooged, and Friday After Next. A little bit of an alt list, and that checks out. So I hope you guys enjoy it. I hope you're enjoying your Christmas vacation. Hope you get a little time from work, even if it's just today. God bless you all. Merry Christmas. Remember the reason for this season? Jesus. And I really, really hope you guys enjoyed this podcast. You get time with those you love, and that you... You know, as a little Christmas gift, you share this bad boy with that 5-star hitter. Means more than you think. I wouldn't be beating you over the head with a candy cane about it. Again, though, I just appreciate being back here. It's a blessing. God bless you all. I hope you enjoy this Christmas season, these awesome Christmas movies. And again, in a 5-star review, I want to know in the comment your top 10 Christmas movies of all time. I love you guys. And remember, me and Bobby, yeah, we watch way more movies than you. See you, people. As he would say, sorry, people. Merry Christmas.
Open the pod bay doors, Hal.
I'm sorry, Dave. I'm afraid I can't do that.
Here's Johnny.
Can I help you?
Yes, my name is Bob. James Bob.
Make your lives extraordinary.
Restless.
Room full too. Room full too.
When there is no more room in hell, the dead walk the earth.
Welcome to I Watch More Movies Than You, and please take that as a challenge. What else on earth can you spend $10 and then leave the planet for 2 hours? Only movies. Come join us as we experience, explore, and journey through the greatest art form in history.
And here we go.